We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Too much, and the Basement Bengals are bombing for Burrow. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
At Principal, we get it. You have big plans for your money, but sometimes life has something else in mind. There are twists and turns you never see coming. Twists like job transfers and turns like new family members. Life doesn't always go according to plan. We can help you plan for that. Principal, investments, retirement, insurance. Start today at Principal.com.
Principal National Life and Principal Life Insurance Companies, Principal Global Investors, Principal Securities, Inc. Member SIPC, member companies of Principal Des Moines, Iowa.
Got Instagram? We do too. Follow The Ticket on Instagram at The Ticket Miami. We go live, take you behind the scenes, and of course, post lots of pictures. Follow The Ticket now on Instagram.
790 The Ticket Traffic.
Good morning in Miami. Southbound on Chula at the Turnpike, the left lane is blocked by a crash. Expect slowdowns till Killian Parkway. And southbound Palmetto after Sunset Drive, there's a collision on the left lane. And southbound 95 at East 195, the right lane is blocked by an earlier accident. And over in Broward, northbound on the Sawgrass after Sample Road, there's a multi-vehicle crash blocking the right shoulder that is causing stop-and-go traffic all the way back to Atlantic Boulevard. That's traffic. We're Hawk and Crowder. Take you home weekday afternoons beginning at 2 on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD. To The Ticket, a Radio.com sports station. Download the Radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Robbie here with you on a Thursday, excuse me. Yeah. Jumping through the week already. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
Excuse my scatterbrain. Thanks again, everybody, for the Radiothon yesterday. Your support was awesome. It's much appreciated, everybody. We got the Dribble Drive coming up on Saturday. Dribble Drive Challenge. If you guys want to sign up, heathelpcure.org is the place to do it. Zaslow, he'll be dribbling his ass from Miami Cancer Institute and Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. I may have gotten roped into doing the whole Dribble Drive, too.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, we had one of our top suits there yesterday, Mike D, who runs our entire sports, and you know, we were just chopping it up and just like casually, he's like, "Hey, you doing?" I was just like, "You doing Dribble Drive again this year?" Because I remember him doing it last year, and he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You?" I was like, "Oh,
boxed in."
I was like, "Oh,
got bullied?"
Like, not bullied, because he didn't tell me to do it, but I was like, "You?" I was like, "I'm signed up." He goes, "Oh, so you're doing the whole thing?" I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I am." So I'll be seeing all your asses bright and early on Saturday morning.
You've been boxed in.
Not that I'm against it.
It's a great cause.
It's a tremendous cause, and I love doing stuff like that. It's cool. Kendall's a haul for me on a Saturday morning.
I'm in Orlando. I can't come down.
Maybe I'll have some car trouble.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't know, but no, it looks like I'll be at the Dribble Drive as well on early Saturday morning, and I encourage you all to sign up. You guys go to heathelpcure.org. You guys sign up for Team Zaslow. Just type in Zaslow. It's super easy, and it's a great cause. I don't know how many ways I can put it, but they do fantastic work. All the stories that we heard yesterday were absolutely awesome. From the doctors, the nurses, the researchers, the patients. It's incredible stuff they're doing, and you guys help. It goes miles and miles. So thank you again to all your support. And Dribble Drive coming up on Saturday. So get signed up for that. That's going to be Heat game day as well, as you got Heat and Pelicans. So we'll get that for you, man. It's going to be a great weekend for South Florida. We got no Canes this weekend, right?
The Canes football, they're on a bye week, yeah.
So what's up with all the bye weeks this year?
Yeah, because, you know, college football this year, they started up, they didn't start a week early, just the way the calendar worked out, where the week one was at the end of August.
Yeah, and so the whole week zero thing, so yeah, that's why they had the...
Right. Well, no, the Canes have had three bye weeks because they played on week zero, but every team in college football, normally you only get one bye week, and you get 12 games in 13 weeks. This year, there's 14 weeks to play 12 games. It's just the way the calendar worked out. There's nothing that they did. It's just weird because August 31st was the first day, and so it just worked out this way, and Thanksgiving's later than normal, and so that's how you got 14 weeks to play 12 games.
So next week is the old showdown at Marlins Park.
Yeah, next week.
I want to go to that. I'm into that.
Not your Marlins man going to show up?
I think so. I'm not going to be, so maybe I can't make it. Well, maybe I can.
You might be, I don't know about Macho Man, but you.
We'll see.
Get him some brewskis, and he might go off the top rope right onto Butch Davis's head.
I'll tell you one thing. We were at there was that 601 bar that's at the American Airlines Arena in the Xfinity Plaza. They had these computerized beer taps.
I mean,
it was 8 in the morning, but I was like, man, that looks delicious. I wanted that thing to be unlocked. I was like, I wanted to talk to one of the waitresses. Like, hey, can I get this thing? Can I get this thing cranking? Because I know it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but it just looks fantastic. I would love a brew right now.
I'm just happy. I'm fired up for the bowl bar being back in business for next Saturday.
Yeah, they should have some kind of event there. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Should have the pregame show there.
Live from the bull bar. That's
pretty good. I agree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Nostalgic, man.
Who knows? We got the Heat basketball tonight, or today. It's 6 o'clock tip-off in Cleveland from the Quicken Loans Arena. 5 o'clock JetBlue Vacations pregame show right here on the ticket. The Cavs are halfway decent at 4-6. I'm going to do another refresh now. I've been on the hunt for 4 hours or 3 hours so far.
Still no line.
Still, I'm going to do a refresh. Maybe we'll
ask,
get lucky.
We'll ask Ira. Is there some nefarious injury we don't know about?
So, that's going to be our first question to Ira. What's the line? Like, what do we know about? Maybe some of the Cavs, too.
Ira, listen, this is strictly for gambling purposes. We're not going to mince words. Robbie needs to know, why the hell is there no line? We need to know.
This is must-know information. But yeah, it's not. I figured by 9 o'clock they'd be out. But I understand it's only 6 o'clock in Vegas, so people. I mean, maybe Zazzo and Amber will have the line for you when their show starts. Maybe they'll have a point spread for that game.
Something tells me you'll find it before anybody else does.
Yeah, I'll get the alert.
You'll get the alert, and we'll have some emergency way of getting it. And even though you have no social media, you've wiped
through Tobin's.
Dude, he has wiped himself. I used to be able to tag him on the Facebook post too because I put the podcast up every day.
I brought it back. I swear.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
So you only went away for birthdays?
Yes, because I don't want to deal with the nonstop birthday wishes.
I love the birthday wishes.
Yeah, but I feel like I have to reply to all of them. I have to thank everybody.
Just like all of them. You don't have to actually reply.
And I reply to everybody.
Yeah,
I do.
I used to do that too.
I feel a need to. Like, if you guys took the time of the day to wish me a happy birthday, I'm going to say thank you.
But I feel the same way, too, which is why I don't want people wishing me happy birthday. And on the flip side, I never wish anybody a happy birthday on Facebook.
So I never do either.
So I can't just not wish anybody happy birthday and then get all this happy birthday love on my birthday. So
you know, I forgot to do it, though, yesterday because I saw it was a happy birthday? Tony Fiorentino.
Oh.
I should have wished Tony Fiorentino a happy birthday. You know what? Happy birthday, Tony Fiorentino. Happy birthday to the coach. We love you. Coach is the man.
Shout out. Let's do it.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a while.
Wow.
John Clayton. Anyway, what else you got, Robbie?
You also got Thursday Night Football in Cleveland tonight. Steelers at the Browns, 8:20 kickoff. We know this line. We've known this line for several days now. The Browns are 3-point favorites at home. And they did beat Buffalo by 3 points, exactly 3 points last week at home.
Yes, they did.
And Pittsburgh, not the same team on the road, I will say. I mean, they've been hot now, but the last four games have basically been at home, including that game against the Chargers in L.A.
I don't know who this reporter is on Good Morning Football right now, but he looks miserable right now being in Cleveland.
My God, that's Randy Moss.
That's the other Randy Moss?
Yeah, that's the OG horse Randy Moss.
What the hell is he doing on the NFL Network?
Yeah, he looks pissed. He's like, why am I out here?
My God.
His face looks like it looks like Tom Coughlin against the Packers in the NFC Championship. Like, it looks like it's falling off right now.
Oh, my God.
20 degree game.
Can somebody please get this guy like a face mask or something? Like, it's a terrible look. Yeah. Does anybody go with the winner? Like, do they do the face mask anymore? As far as like a ski mask?
I think it's still a thing, but nowadays it has different connotations. The ski mask does. May think you're trying to, so maybe people stay away from that. But I feel like we don't know anything about winter clothes.
Dude,
there's
this fighter, Ryan Cuse. He's a Miami fighter. He's gonna be a pro MMA.
Third Street Savage.
Third Street Savage. his gimmick is the ski mask.
Really?
And all the people in the crowd wear the ski mask. It's the greatest bit that he has. And he's got like his embroidery on it. It says Third Street Savage on it. Kid's going to be a star.
He knows.
Because if you already have a gimmick before you even turn pro, like this kid, like you got it because he's already a good fighter. But like it's on top of that, then you have the gimmick. That's pretty badass. But he has the old school ski mask, the old eyes with the one mouth hole. Because some people, like, if you've gone proper ski mask these days, you go, like, with the whole open hole for the eye face area to cover just, like, the mouth, like, ninja style. But if you have the three-hole mask, that's robbery.
And, Steve, you could play our distracted by the TV sounder, because this has to do with our headlines a little bit, because Baker Mayfield, I see on the thing, it says Baker Mayfield on the home crowd. When we're on offense, we needed to be quiet, and we just had his wife, you know, calling the fans, Fairweather fans, and now, you know, Baker.
Oh, my God, really?
That's Baker's latest.
Has Baker said anything right this year?
I don't know.
We need him to be – wasn't it – who was it? Was it was it LSU? No, it wasn't LSU. Was it Alabama who was telling people to get loud, I think, during this weekend? I saw one. No.
Was it against LSU they were telling people to get loud?
Maybe it was the Canes. I think I feel like I saw somebody this weekend that told their home fans on offense to get loud. Like, they were loving it.
Whoa. Sound.
Yeah. Was it the Canes who were doing it, Steve? You were at the game.
I was at the game.
Somebody do that this weekend. I'm sure somebody will text in, even though our text.
I was at the game, too, with my iPad. I didn't have the Alabama game with sound. I was watching it on mute because I was at the game.
Even though our text seemed to be like on a 15-minute delay today,
yeah,
for some reason.
Weird.
It's I swear that I saw somebody do that. So, we need it to be quiet. That is lame.
It has to be a team that plays better on the road when there's a hostile environment. So maybe they're trying to make a road environment for the offense so that they play better. It has to be one of those teams.
I think they're fine. We need it to be quiet. Who are you talking about?
I mean, the only team that comes to mind that's in that situation is the Redskins because they're terrible at home.
I feel like they probably have been quiet because you guys are terrible. So you're probably not dealing with too much of an issue as far as your fans having a ton to cheer about. I'm just saying, if they're booing you, that's probably performance based. I'm just, you know, just to throw that out there.
And in other headlines, I haven't gotten to this one yet. Rashad Jones, I thought he was taking the season off,
right,
honestly. But apparently he's going to play this weekend. He's been missing time because of a cracked rib.
Oh, yeah. You don't have time to play with a cracked rib on this team.
No.
No. No, if you have a cracked rib, I'm coming back when I'm healed. I'm not playing through that. I'm not playing through that when we're trying to lose. Get out of here.
I'm surprised he's even been playing at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's good for him, though. I'm glad that he's coming back. Cool.
Yeah, because Xavier Howard, he got the yo-yo. He had that interception. And the knees are, you're not coming back and playing. Even though the Dolphins have won two in a row. And if Rashad Jones plays, I think they're very dangerous of winning three in a row. Especially at home against road Josh Allen.
Three in a row. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they could be Cleveland, too.
Yeah, Cleveland.
They probably won't beat the
Jets,
Eagles.
At the Giants.
Oh, the back-to-back. They could sweep the New York games. And then, of course, the Bengals. I mean, yeah, they're still.
Bengals, they're going to win.
And who knows what the Patriots?
It's gonna be like that Nick Saban team that goes and closes out the season with a huge run, and everybody thinks they're Super Bowl favorites the next year. Yeah. Like they'll sign Cam Newton, and they'll have all these picks.
Oh God, yeah. I remember they had Gus Frerotte led up to the 9-7, and then they went out and got Culpepper.
Or
this could be the Matt Moore 2011 season. I think that's really why this angst about the Dolphins winning comes from. It all goes back to 2011 when they were 0-7. Matt Moore came in, and they won six games. And
that's why I hate Matt Moore. Because he ruined Andrew Luck, or even possibly getting
people are going to feel the same way about Fitzpatrick. Like they're going to feel the same way about him coming in and being just good enough to make them not the worst. And like I was reading in Joe Shad, like he had this article that like, they're not giving up on Josh Rosen, and they're trying to time out his practices so he works faster. So they're still using him as a project. But like, no offense, I thought the whole point was trading for him and seeing the project this year. Like I want to see, like you were hoping. In the end, that the guy was going to be able to turn into something, either a backup or an asset. But the idea that you were like, yeah, 4 weeks, we're good. It's like, well, okay, then it's kind of like you've nuked his stock at all because no one's going to trade for Josh Rosen now if he never sees the field again or if he's never starting for you again.
Well, I feel like many people thought it was a low risk move to begin with. So even if it didn't work out, it cost you a late second round pick that you got. You got another second round pick for the following season. Moving back in the draft last year in the second round, you picked up another second round pick for the following season. So you basically had a second round pick on the house to burn, and they use it on Josh Rosen. And
I mean, I would say I guess there's value in having Ryan Fitzpatrick, a more savvy quarterback, to know what he does in the pocket. Like even if it gives you line confidence going into next year,
I think so.
Gesicki, we've seen have some good games, even though the last game
he had a fumble. I know It was right, we jinxed him with the knees. But he went
from nothing to something. He got off the needs chart for like a week.
And then he had that fumble. We jinxed him.
So I guess there's value in that, in having Ryan Fitzpatrick. But ultimately, we want to see the quarterback answer. And if the ramification is, well, you don't win any games, he's not good enough, we're like, cool, good. I don't want to win games.
I think what Ryan Fitzpatrick has shown this year is like when Rosen was playing quarterback and we were just seeing him get sacked against the Redskins every other play. It's like, good God, how can any quarterback succeed with this offensive line? And then Ryan Fitzpatrick's kind of showing that maybe the offensive line isn't that bad and maybe you have a decent quarterback who can move in the pocket. Maybe it won't be that big of an issue. Maybe a Tua or a Joe Burrow could concede on the Dolphins, because early in the season, that was my biggest concern. It's like, oh, bro, if you get Tua or you get Burrow, they're going to fail down here. And that might still be the case, but I feel what Fitzpatrick has done the past couple weeks, it makes you feel better about a new quarterback coming in with this Dolphins offense, that he won't be a total disaster.
Yeah, it says, this is from Joe Shadid. He spoke to assistant quarterbacks coach Jerry Schlupinski, who said that, quote, he tries to do everything that he can to make sure he's prepared for that week, whether it's in the meeting, a little bit of extra work, sometimes to catch him and speed him up on a few things, but his effort has been tremendous. They say his attitude's been great about it, you know, all that stuff, and they're trying to do little things to get him better, but I mean, ultimately, you feel like him being on the field, like even if it was just like, I don't know, one more game, a couple more games, but I guess it feels either way like they've made their point. He's not the guy. Like, and I don't know what his future lies. Even it may be on the roster because he's on here super cheap. Like, there's no reason to get rid of him other than if somebody wants him and will give you something for him. But it is strange. Like, we've kind of just forgotten about that part of the year where it's like, yeah, Josh Rosen, we even felt like, maybe this is our guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he threw that touchdown against the Chargers. They took the lead. He's like, oh, yeah, Josh Rose.
And then had all those drop balls from the receivers. But everybody's like, yeah, he's kind of a mope. You know, I don't know if he's got the right attitude. Guys respond to Fitzpatrick. It's like, yeah, that's good. I mean, they're all responding to Fitzpatrick.
I haven't seen too much rope from Josh Rosen that much this season. I haven't.
They didn't.
He's been very, you know, supportive. I mean, he was like, yeah, I agree with the benching whatsoever. He seems like he's been a total team player about this whole process.
He has. I think it's one of those things where, like, it feels like you overvalue body language so much when it comes to quarterback that even if you can't help, even if you're not a great body language guy.
Well, Lira will be going off.
I know. I don't want to tell him. It's true, though. It's true. How great is it not having Hassan Whiteside's mopey ass around? It's so positive.
Well, speaking of, you got to ask Ira our most important question of the day.
Yeah, why is the line not out, Rob? Ira?
Can't wait.
We'll talk to Ira Winman. 15 minutes of Heat is coming up next.
Listen to your favorite ticket show like you watch your favorite TV show. Pause it, rewind it, play favorite moments over and over. It's the brand new Radio.com Rewind. Download the Radio.com app. Favorite the ticket and you're in. Want to hear Leroy scream at Tobin and Beast again? Liked when Amber put Zaslow in his place? Want to hear Solana do the award-winning weather report on Hawk and Crowder again and again? Download the Radio.com app now and rewind it. Radio.com Rewind. Revolutionizing radio better than Marconi himself. Have you noticed it takes you longer to finish 18 holes of golf? Maybe your scores are creeping up. As men get older, testosterone levels slowly begin to decline, resulting in weight gain, loss of energy and focus, and to make matters worse, disappointing performance in the bedroom. You've played golf many times, but now your drive doesn't travel as far down the fairway. It's not fair. Fair or not, it's reality. Deal with reality with help from Men's Wellness Centers. Incredible advancements have been made in the treatment of low T. Get back your youthful vigor, bring back a leaner, more energetic you, and restore your desire in the bedroom. Low T is treatable. The team of medical professionals at the Men's Wellness Centers can analyze your condition and help get your golf swing back. With locations in Boca Raton, Plantation, and Miami, find out if testosterone replacement therapy is right for you. Check them out at menswellnesscenters.com or call them at 954-526-9000. That's 954-526-9000. 954-526-9000.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Remember to get your vehicle's battery tested for free at Advance Auto Parts, too. If it needs to be replaced, we have batteries starting at just $79.99. And the best part? Installation is free. Plus, get 500 bonus speed perks points when you purchase a gold or platinum battery and Monster Energy drink until November 27th. Think ahead. Think Advance. At Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. Free installation with purchase. Most vehicles, most locations.
So, you may have heard the local legend that if you flash your brights three times on Main Street, you'll see a ghost dog pushing a shopping cart. While we cannot confirm or deny the existence of the ghost dog on Main, we can tell you GEICO's always ready to help service has earned them a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ghost dog satisfaction rating is in the single digits.
And GEICO is there when you need them with 24/7 access to licensed agents online or over the phone.
Ghost dog isn't licensed.
Plus, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save on home, renters, and condo insurance. And GEICO could help you save on boat, RV, or motorcycle insurance.
Ghost dog can't help anybody with anything. He can hardly handle the paranormal shopping cart he's pushing.
GEICO. You could get legendary savings and more at geico.com.
Okay, it's almost opening time. Got to email over photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
Can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business with integrated broadband and wireless connection, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business is designed for business with an integrated network that gives you 99.9% reliability so you can focus on running your business.
Really need to update the website and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, AT&T Internet Backup automatically has you covered, so your business stays one step ahead.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business today and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700 to take advantage of this offer today. The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Lexus of Pembroke Pines invites you to the Lexus December to Remember sales event. And right now you can drive the all-new 2020 Lexus NX300 with its bold styling and aggressive edge for only $275 a month. Plus, shop us 24-7 at LexusofPembrokePines.com, the number one volume Lexus dealer in the world. And get an amazing automotive experience.
36-month lease, 10K miles, 0, $39.99 down. No security deposit plus tax official fees and dealer charges. Good through end of month based off 2018 sales data reported by Lexus.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a 20 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code EARN. Save money on gas on every fill up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code EARN. That's EARN.
It's the Black Friday sales event all month long. And just announced, Arrigo Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will be offering every one of over 4,500 new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at employee pricing. That means you pay what the factory workers pay, and everyone knows they pay less than anyone. Not since 2007 have new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams been offered at employee pricing at Arrigo Sawgrass and Arrigo Margate. So save thousands today.
For the lowest price and the biggest selection. You gotta go to Rigo.
What? You talk to a speaker? Cool, you're a smart person. Tell your smart speaker you want to listen to us. Say, playradio.com, play 790 The Ticket, and boom, you got us. Yup, you are smart.
790 The Ticket Traffic.
Good morning in Miami. Expect heavy traffic congestion southbound on the Turnpike from 441 till Northwest 199th Street. And eastbound on the Airport Expressway, there's backups from Lejeune till Northwest 12th Avenue. and southbound on the Don Shula at the Turnpike, there's still that earlier accident blocking the left lane. Brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. That's traffic. Where Zaslow and Amber come your way at 10 on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a Radio.com sports station. Download the Radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
15 minutes of heat is brought to you by BrandSmart USA. Buying the BrandSmart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandSmart USA store today. Also brought to you by Comcast. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5. We'll go out to the guest line right now. Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly's Desk Beyond Convenient. We talk every Thursday to our guy, Ira Windeman from the Sun Sentinel. Ira, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know why, if I can tell you why there isn't a line, but I know a lot of the late money comes in from Slovenia. So I think we're all waiting to see if Goran is healthy or not.
I mean, it's understandable. We know the Slovenian mafia, they could go break thumbs. I mean, they want to make sure that everything's on the level. I'm delighted by the story that you just tweeted out, because we've been wondering this, because we've been seeing some Snapchats earlier in the season. So you've cracked the code. Myers-Leonard is living in Hassan Whiteside's home.
Yes, he is. And here's the thing, and it was I literally had to get permission to do this for this reason. I'll just background people real quick. We know Myers-Leonard was traded from Portland for Hassan Whiteside. They were looking for homes. Myers-Leonard has posted some social media. Everyone caught in the background the fish tank that was on that Animal Planet show tank. And it seemed like it was Hassan's place and some other features of the house. Myers' agreement to rent the house was that he couldn't disclose that he was living in Hassan's house, I guess for whatever privacy reasons.
All right.
And so when I grabbed him the other day in the locker room before the Heat's victory over Detroit, he was like, look, let me talk to my realtor. I want to make sure I'm not evicted and like living out on the streets. And I'll just say that someone mentioned it to me. I didn't make it public. So last night I got a call when the Heat landed here in Cleveland. Myers said, you can go ahead and do the story. And it really is fascinating because they were looking for places. Hassan really loves South Florida. And I think the story also shows that Hassan does plan to come back here at some point. So it's not like he ever forced his way out when it came to where he wanted to be. So he's leasing a home for 9 months to Ailey and Myers-Leonard. They're living there. Hassan took all the fish with him.
What?
So he has this 2-ton fish tank there that's basically empty, with the logo that still spins around. When it's right side up, it's MH, Miami Heat. When it's upside down, it's HW, Hassan Whiteside. That's still there. No fish. And he also took all the koi from his koi ponds. Remember, he used to tweet or post on Instagram, the OGs. And
yes,
he
of course.
To them. And when there was the dead parrot there, he would ask the fish who killed the parrot and went on and on. So I just checked and I said, it's got to cost a ton to ship koi cross-country. And then I'm really wondering, because let's face it, Hassan also could, like, do some sort of nonsense things also. Like, I hope he didn't just put them all in a bunch of envelopes and mail them to himself.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you're telling me he took – I don't even understand that. How do you ship koi fish from one corner of the country to the other? Can they even live in Portland?
Well,
that doesn't even seem possible.
Okay. And I've got 2 points to that. So obviously, for a cost, we know you can do anything. And when you're making $25 million, you have a lot of ways to do things. Common people don't. But here's the other thing. It's like that classic story where someone asks you to watch their dog or in case their fish, and the fish or dog die, and you try to buy a replacement. Are you telling me that when he ships his 50 koi from Miami Beach to Portland, Oregon, he knows it's the exact same koi that are getting there? I mean, what if in the middle of the country there's a koi clearinghouse in Kansas City where they just ship any old 50 koi over there? So I think I will need to do a follow-up to my news-breaking exclusive story.
Oh, this is the only thing I want known. Forget about all the when Hassan Whiteside and the Blazers come down, forget all the stories about the trade and all that. I just want to know with the fish. Like, this is the exclusive that you need to hunt down, Ira. I need to find out, because this is
I mean, and if you ever been to Oregon, they have those fish dams, and they have to swim upstream and all that to get through that. So maybe just like when Myers chronicled his drive from Portland to Miami, maybe we should have chronicled like the streams and that all the fish were going through. Did they actually swim their way across the continental divide? We have a lot of work to do here, Tobin.
Well, record-wise, I think both teams, I mean, they're both in very different places as far as the swap is concerned. I mean, you know, Portland basically trained their bench. They brought Hassan Whiteside with the big numbers to him, but they're struggling hard. And, you know, Myers and the Heat, I mean, it was like the improv in the locker room the other day after the Pistons win. There, it seems like the chemistry is all good. They're very happy with things are. Obviously, the record's good, but this team seems to click right now, Ira.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just eating breakfast down here at the hotel with Ron Rothstein, and we were talking about that. And he just mentioned how everyone's gravitating to Jimmy, and he's the breath of fresh air. And I don't mean this negatively. This is my take, not Ron's, but when your leading man is also your leading player, maybe unlike Dwayne Wade in the last few years, you sort of gravitate that also. Now the Heat players know Jimmy's in charge. He's the man. He's in charge on the court. But unlike Hassan, the ball won't go in the post and then not come out. Jimmy's done more sharing than scoring to this point. So I think when you look at the situation, what's going on right now with Jimmy, they've gravitated to a guy because he's also been a leader for them.
Ira, I mean, and it seems like everyone's having a good time in this locker room, but the elephant in the room, is this because Deion Waiters is not in the locker room?
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. And again, I just wondered, December 1st will come and they'll have to do something else. Deion hasn't been in the locker room. It's been really weird. When we're there pregame, there's no sign of Deion. He's working out on his own. And then when we're there after the games, obviously with Deion suspended or not playing, he's gone anyway. So I don't think there's been much, if any, really interaction except for the two or three practices with Deion. Deion, I don't think, is that much of a downer with his teammates. I think Deion's sort of antipathy toward the team is more toward the coaching staff and the way he's been treated. But you're right. The beauty was getting Hassan and his dourness out of the locker room. There's going to be a heck of a decision to make on December 1st. Because once Deion clears his 10-game suspension, he has every right to be there. I think the Heat will come up with something along the lines of, well, you've been out for a month, you need to work and get back in shape. Why don't you do that on your own? But at some point, there's going to have to be some sort of an agreement. And maybe it is the case, Robbie, where they make it so uncomfortable for Deion that he doesn't want to be there either. But you're right. That's the unfortunate thing. They're 7-3. Basketball is good. Camaraderie is good. Elephant remains in room.
But doesn't it behoove the Heat, Ira, for when Deion comes back from a suspension that he's out there playing so that some team would want him in a trade? Because right now he's basically untradeable with the suspension. Doesn't it benefit the Heat to have him out there playing so they can get rid of him?
I don't think you can showcase him enough to undo the ankle injury he's coming off of, the conditioning issues he's coming off of, the social media messages he sent, the fact that he's been suspended twice. Look, I put this in every time I write my Heat blog, my Winderman's View after games, how inane the situation is, guys, from this perspective. Derrick Jones Jr. has now missed 6 games. Justice Winslow has missed 5. Jimmy Butler missed 3. Tyler Hero likely will miss 2. There has been so much opportunity for Deion Waiters to have played if he just held his tongue during a stupid, meaningless exhibition game against Houston. He would have had all the minutes he wanted. But, guys, let's be honest. If everyone is healthy, like they might be when Deion comes back, okay, Robbie? So you have your starting backcourt of, say, Kendrick Nunn and Jimmy Butler, and then you have Goran and Tyler Hero off the bench. You can't make Deion anything more than the fifth guard on this team out of fairness to the 4 guys ahead of him. So I think that's where you're going to sort of run into a little bit of a roadblock. This is the time to showcase Deion. When Justice is out, tonight when Derrick Jones Jr. is out, maybe when Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic are out. I mean, you look at the Heat rotation now and the injuries, there's a chance that Deion Waiters would have started tonight.
It's really crazy. All right, as far as Bam Adebayo is concerned, what have you made so far of his season? I mean, having the ball in his hands more, him and Jimmy seem like they got a nice little chemistry going, but you know, his ability to play make, I mean, that's obviously something that really sets apart his style from Hassan's style as the old traditional big. What have you made of his year so far?
Well, 2 things. One, he's doing everything and he's being the ultimate teammate. And Tobin, you saw that in the locker room after the game last time, how there's the great camaraderie, but you see it on the court. He gets a rebound, he passes the ball, he moves the ball, it doesn't stick in the post like Hassan. And part 2 is what Eric Spoelstra's done for him. He's played him next to a big almost all the time. You can argue whether Myers Leonard is an NBA-quality starter or not. But what it did in the Detroit game is it allowed Myers Leonard to guard each woman, so Bam Adebayo didn't have to take that responsibility. What I'm curious about is the next step. What if he doesn't have a bodyguard? What if he's not playing alongside Myers Leonard or Kelly Olynyk? That's what I still need to find out. How can Bam Adebayo guard the Andre Drummonds, guard the Joel Embiids? Can the Heat move to a better starting lineup eventually? I think that's part two of what we have to see with Bam. But the way he has bought in, I mean, you know, if we were sort of going to take a vote on something like Heat Team Player of the Year, I think that Bam would be right up there with it because he is making his teammates better, unlike a certain former Heat center who not necessarily did that, and everyone's happier because of that.
Justice Winslow still being out with this concussion. Do we have any update on his status? And you've made this point. We don't quite know what the chemistry of him and Jimmy can be yet because they haven't played together, really. Is this good that other guys are going to get an opportunity with him out, or is this going to make things harder eventually because he's going to come back and that may jumble some things up again as far as Jimmy and his chemistry on court?
Well, as far as his status, the differences between the NBA and the NFL is the NBA plays 82 games. They could be more patient. In the NFL, Ryan Fitzpatrick runs into a tent and three plays later is Superman and trying to run out and kick the field goal. So that's the NFL. You only have 16 games. You try to get guys back as soon as you can. I think they're taking a very deliberate approach with Justice. I think, unfortunately, the cold weather exacerbates it also, which is why it made sense not to take him to Cleveland and to deal with the cold now when they have a week at home afterwards. So that weight. But, yeah, guys, I just see that Justice is so, the initial concern for the Heat when Justice was here and Goran was here was could those two play together because they're both point guards. Now we know that Goran is terrific off the ball. I just think if you put Justice Winslow and Jimmy Butler in the same unit with Bam Adebayo out there at the start, you don't have any shooting in your lineup. You basically have Kendrick Nunn and Myers Leonard. I think that the Duncan Robinson thing is not necessarily who it is. It's just the fact that you have someone out there spacing the floor as a threat. So I think it would make a lot more sense to play Justice with that second unit when you could space the floor with the shooting of Tyler Hero and the shooting of Goran Dragic. But again, Eric Spoelstra is going to cycle through everything. But it just seems what Jimmy does best is a lot of what Justice does best, and neither of them are necessarily a floor-spacing shooter. So I think there's going to be another adjustment when Justice comes back, and I'll be really curious, like you said, Tobin, to see how Eric plays that out.
Before we get you out of here, you mentioned Goran. Do you feel like he's playing with like more of an edge this year? Like, I feel like I watch him on the court, and he's almost like jawing a little bit more. Like, he's just more rough around the edges. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, the coming off the bench something to prove, coming back off the injury, but you know, I always think to sweet Goran, it's like, yeah, you know, play with Dwayne, but it's Dwayne's team off to the corner, let him run the show. But man, he's taken over. When he has the hot hand, he feels it. He's very, I don't know. He's just got more, the body language is just, I seem like I noticed a lot
you
more.
You know what he has? He has sort of this me against the world thing because people started calling him old. And that really bothered him, that people thought that suddenly, because he's 33, he was aging out of the NBA when he's 2 years removed from being an all-star. I mean, I kidded about him early in the season. I said, geez, this is a really interesting year for old guys like us. And he turned to me and he goes, you're old. I'm not old. You know, it's a smile way of doing it. And I think that has absolutely fueled him, that he wants to show that he could still do it. And if it means being off the bench, it doesn't matter. He even confided to all the beat writers. He said, look, you're asking me now to do this against second-team guys. I'm not doing it against the elite guys, so I absolutely should be able to do it. And he's sort of playing with that extra little dragon fire. And I got to tell you, this is what separates him not only from Deion, but I think 90% of the players in the NBA. We all know, because we remember, on June 30th, he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. And only because there was a snafu on who they thought they were going to get and didn't, did that deal fall apart. I would tell you that most players in the NBA, once they knew that a team not only threw them into a trade, but actually thought they had traded the player, would never come back the same. It takes a really special player and a special person to be able to move beyond that. That's why I think Eric Spoelstra has so raved about Goran, because he's moved past that situation. He didn't let him get it. He get to him. He didn't let him say to himself, wow, this team didn't want me. He just says, look, I'm going to play basketball somewhere, and I'm going to be the best player I could. and that's what he's been this season.
Well, not only that, but think about the luck of you had to shed salary to get Jimmy Butler's deal done, and you end up trading Hassan Whiteside instead of Goron. And
right, so right now you either would have had Hassan Whiteside or Goron and Myers Leonard instead. Granted, it cost you an extra first-round pick. You had to send to the Clippers. Again, you know, so it's the old saying of sometimes the things that don't happen turn out for the best, and obviously with the Goron trade, it did. And I got to tell you, when I watch the Mavericks, and I see the way they're playing, and I'm not as much Porzingis, but with Doncic, I got to tell you, if you put this Goran Dragic on that Mavericks roster, they would be a playoff team without question in the Western Conference.
Yeah, well, it's tough that Mark Cuban's ears were hurting that day. I don't know what happened. it's tough luck for him. I don't know what to tell you. Thanks, Ira. Appreciate
revenge,
the time.
Revenge of the Heat with Cuban, as usual. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Ira Windman joins us every Thursday. Always appreciate the time from him. We'll be back.
We got some breaking news, by the way, which we'll tell you on the other side.
Oh.
I was doing some fishing, and I got a little nibble.
All right. Next.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, 790 The Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to The Ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on The Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD. The Ticket.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call their hotline number now, 800-614-7441. That's 800-614-7441. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-614-7441. That's 800-614-7441.
What would you like to be better at?
Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga.
According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
As a pro, you're in the Home Depot all year round for the things you need. Pro Black Friday is your chance to get some things you want. Not for a job, for you. Right now, you'll get the best prices of the season, like that Milwaukee Fuel Hammer Drill and Impact Kit you've been wishing for. Now a special buy at just $179. You can even buy online and pick up in store. Come in soon for Pro Black Friday savings, where you'll be wishing you had. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have, and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anna John Levine. Car accidents can turn your life upside down. Your car is damaged, you're in pain, injuries can even create problems at work. While there's no magic wand, our team is ready to get you back on your feet as soon as possible. Call the law offices of Anna John Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
South Florida, University Dutch's Black Friday sales event. Right now, up to 30% off all new Ram trucks in stock. University Dodge is Florida's number one volume Ram truck dealer. Put a Dodge in your garage between Griffin and Sterling on University and Davie or universitydodge.com.
It's health plan enrollment time. Count on Aetna for total health care, body, mind, and spirit. Save on health and wellness products and services like massage therapy, acupuncture, and chiropractic visits. Enjoy nutrition services. Take control of your health with the new Aetna Health app and connect with a care manager for personalized support. Whether you're bouncing back after having a baby or managing a chronic condition like diabetes, want to be your best you? Visit aetna.com/total health.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
I'm Jonathan Shore, president of Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. We represent you, not your insurance company, and make sure we get you the highest settlement so you won't be pushed around by your insurance company. If you have water damage from a roof leak, broken pipe, backups, fire or smoke damage, or hurricane or wind damage, we can help. Call us now, 877-561-2524. There are absolutely no fees unless we collect. Don't trust your insurance company. Call the experts at Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters now, 877-561-2524 or at accadjusters.com.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Ellie Anajar from the Law Offices of Anajar & Levine. If you've been involved in a hit-and-run accident, call the Law Offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Take us to work. Head to theticketmiami.com and click on the Listen Live button.
Yo, check this out.
To shake your office up.
790 The Ticket Traffic.
Hey guys, in Broward, southbound on the Turnpike, after Sunrise Boulevard, the left lane is blocked by a collision. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. And southbound US 27's ramp to South 75 has a right lane blocked by a crash. And over in Miami, southbound on the Don Shula, at the Turnpike, there's still that accident blocking the left lane. Expect slowdowns all the way back to Killian Parkway. That's traffic. We're Zaslow and Damber. Come your way at 10 on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. Download the radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
Gordon Dragic, one of our favorites. Dragic, great job tonight. How did it feel out there? You got a lot of minutes going there when they really needed you.
I mean, I still can play, guys. What are you talking about? That I cannot play?
No, no, no. We're making fun because you're one of the old guys now out there.
I still can run. I feel fine, so.
You better watch your back, Mike Inglis. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, we all laugh at age. Funny, funny guy. Better sleep with one eye open.
Hey, Dimitri, that guy over there.
I'm telling you, man. I watch Goran Dragic. You're going to see, like, he's got this nastiness to him this year. And like Ira said, I guess it's an age
fire
thing. I'm still kind of, like, honestly, at the end of that Ira segment, I'm still scratching my head. How does Sean Whiteside get all those koi fish across the country? I don't care. Like, you guys can tell me he's rich. First of all, excuse my ignorance on this. Are koi fish not just giant goldfish? And are goldfish not, like, the easiest animal to kill? Like, they're swap in, swap out, pretty much. Like, it's the first pet you get your kid when you're like, can you take care of life? Let's see. Try a goldfish. Goldfish obviously dies. You replace it with another goldfish. You flush the other goldfish down the toilet.
All this trick in the book.
But the koi fish is nothing but a bigger goldfish, isn't it? So I deduce that if it is related to the goldfish, and maybe this is a better question for Ron McGill, I don't know. But if it is just a bigger goldfish, I would assume it is also a sensitive animal that could probably easily die. How is it making a cross-country trip? How is that happening?
I think the only way you could do it is like what they do with sharks and how they import sharks into the aquarium. I know this from watching Shark Week, that they have like a giant tank over the pool in it when they just drive. It's in the back of a truck or whatever, and they just put the giant shark in that tank, and that's how they transport it.
Yeah, but don't they have to put a hose in the shark's mouth? Because sharks always need water moving over their gill. I don't even think they have gills. I think whatever their slits are on the side of their body, because they have that kind of a thing. So that's why you'll always see when they uplift a shark, they'll put a hose in its mouth, and you'll see the water come through.
Well, in this situation, this tank is like a giant pool, and the shark is just in the pool, in underwater in this pool, and it moves around. And I'm sure they had to get some sort of, because Hassan doesn't have just one koi fish. He has multiple, many, many koi fish. So I think you have to get a similar size tank, movable tank. You put the koi fish in there, and that's how you transport them.
Let's just say this, though, okay? Hassan Whiteside. All right, he loves South Florida, as Ira said. I would assume he's probably going to keep his house in South Florida if he's just going to lease it out during the season. Sounds like a good idea, okay? Not a big deal. But if that's the case, why not just leave the koi fish with the Leonards?
Especially when you're coming back. Yeah.
Hey, Leonards, part of the deal is you got to keep the koi fish and got to feed him. I'm sure that Mrs. Leonard is
quite capable of taking care of goldfish. All right? Why did he have to take all the fish with him?
And he could have done a checkup on the koi fish when he's down here in January, I believe, when the Blazers come to town. He could have done a checkup on his koi fish.
All right.
A mid-season checkup.
Steve has sent me an article from, is this Beckins Movers? They're a moving company. You see their trucks all over the place. It says, you've spent years cultivating your fish pond. You choose the perfect koi fish to fill it, and you've carefully tended them through the cold and heat. So what do you do when it's time to move? Can you imagine leaving them behind? How about you safely transport them along with your belongings? Fortunately, you can move your koi from one home to another without affecting their health too much.
Too much.
All it takes is some knowledge and potential risk in the proper moving techniques.
Do you think Hassan has that proper knowledge? Yeah.
I feel like you put them all in plastic bags.
Put them in Ziploc.
Like PetSmart.
He just probably did.
He said, it says risk. Since koi are expensive as well as sentimental, you want to protect your investment best as you can. Be aware of these common risks before you move them. 1. Stress. Koi feel stressed when their environments change and when they feel threatened. Although you can't do much about change in environment, you should work throughout the move to prevent your koi fish from feeling threatened. Okay. All right. Hold on. So, they're fish, yo. Okay? How? Stress. What? Okay, is he supposed to tell them a lullaby? Like, what do you mean to keep them? He goes, since stress lowers your koi's immune response, they may have a harder time fighting off illnesses and infection if they feel too pressured. Other health problems can also arise from stress. You may not see them until days or weeks from the move. For this reason, you should minimize the stress as much as possible. Again, this is all well and good, Beckins. Thank you so much for the tips. How? First of all, how? And second of all, is Hassan Whiteside the one who's capable of this? Moving the fish.
Hey, koi fish, don't be too stressed out. We're going to go a long trip.
I got you a stress ball, koi fish. Don't worry about it.
Next risk, injury. If you treat your koi roughly during the move or expose them to harsh environments, they could get hurt. For example, if you quickly lift your koi out of the pond with a net or shake them around too much, they could lose some of the protective slime they have on their scales. Koi's slimy covering protects them from parasites, infections, and other bad things. You want to protect this coating during the transition. Other risk. Death.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is death really a risk? Like, death is death. Like, once you get to death, there's nothing left for the koi that had to have to risk. Of course, death is the most serious risk in transporting your koi. If they don't have access to enough oxygen, their water will become dirty, or they will get sick, or your koi could die during the move. Fortunately, you can avoid this by taking the proper task. Oh, okay, good. Now we're getting to the task.
All right, there you go. Here's the transport.
Okay, here's the thing. Here are the careful techniques you can use when moving your koi fish to a new home. Net the koi fish carefully. Invest in a quality koi net. Carefully coax your fish into the chosen container. Don't chase your koi around the pond with the net.
I could see Hassan doing that.
Hey, koi fish, get over here. Oh, jeez.
Instead, place it behind them slightly and under. Guide them into the transportation bag or bin. Next, move your koi into the proper container. You can move your koi into plastic bags as long as you have a rigid container to put in the bags. If you choose plastic bags, you will want some rubber bands on top so they can double bag each fish. You can also skip the bag and put the fish directly in the rigid container, such as a plastic bin. Or use the original... Oh, it also says, use the original pond water, Robbie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The water in your koi's transportation container should be as close to their normal pond water as possible. To make it easier, you should just use the water from the ponds. If you use a different water, make sure its pH and temperature are at the same level. Also,
there's no way Hassan's checking the pH level.
No way. He doesn't know what pH is. He also, and it finally says, add salt to the koi's water. Finally, your fish will experience less handling shock if you add salt to their water. This kind of salt doesn't matter. He's definitely taking it right from the table and shaking it in there. Use 3 grams per liter of the for the water for best results. You could add things to the water and container like to protect their slime coat and help your fish maintain their coatings. Whether you're moving down the street or to another state, you don't have to leave your fish behind. Use these tips to safely move your koi fish to their new pond. All right. Let's just say I believe you, Beckins. Let's just say I believe you. I don't. But let's say I believe you. Isn't there a time limit on this? Like, how long is a drive from Miami to Portland with these fish in bags? It doesn't add up.
Yeah, they have to spend a couple nights in some hotel.
It doesn't make sense. I don't believe. Can we get a fish store guy on tomorrow? I need to know if this is legit. Like, there's that koi place I see in Davie with the giant pond. I want to know if this is a thing.
A drive from Miami to Portland is 47 hours.
That's if you don't stop.
If you don't stop, obviously.
If you don't stop. And I got a feeling Hassan is stopping. Is stopping at
some
point.
Oh, yes. He has his pee breaks every now and then.
I mean, good God. Why not just leave it with the Leonards? He didn't trust the Leonards. That's what it comes down
Listen.
To. Crazy.
I mean, I don't hear a little Myers Leonard. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's afraid for his koi fish.
You want to talk about stressing out the fish? Let him hear that Myers. Hey, fish! I'm going to feed you.
We're trying a new media, fish. Well, we teased the big breaking news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of fish, I got a little nibble. For almost 4 hours now, we've been fishing for a line on this Heat game tonight.
No pun intended.
Yep.
Which, by the way, 6 o'clock tip-off in Cleveland, 5 o'clock JetBlue Vacations pregame right here on the ticket.
Yep.
Finally, Bovada has posted a line, the Heat 4.5-point favorites
all right,
on the road.
All right.
And, you know, you asked me yesterday if I invest action in the Heat games. Normally, I mean, if I don't like the line, I still have enough enjoyment in the Heat game, but I think this one I'm going to take advantage on and lay the points at the Miami Heat.
All right.
I like it. I'm liking our chances.
All right. Zaslow and Amber coming up next. Robbie, fantastic job today. Steve, fantastic job today, boys. We'll do it again tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday.
At 790 The Ticket, our promise is to deliver the best sports coverage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.